You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Microplastics are blowing into the pristine Arctic. While ocean animals are choking on macroplastics, microplastics, bits of plastic less than a fifth of an inch long, are being found in the world's most pristine environments, from the Bavarian Alps to the Arctic ice floes. While scientists haven't figured out exactly what effect that will have on the environment, increasing plastic particles in the air could have serious implications for human health down the road. How a null license plate landed a hacker in ticket hell. A hacker got the license plate null as a joke, but it turns out that when police don't fill out the license plate information on a traffic citation, the computer reads that as null, therefore sending all sorts of traffic citations directly to him. So far, he's gotten slapped with more than $12,000 in other people's fines. And now for today's fast fact. 6%. That's the percentage of men who actively endorse misogynistic reasons for sending dick pics in a new study. According to one psychologist, most men aren't actively trying to annoy or frighten people. They were hoping women would feel turned on. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.